food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 9 February 2021. Welcome to this program. We're going to have a good broadcast. We're going to talk to Sheriff Richard Mack for about a half an hour. Then I'm going to share some things with you at the bottom of the hour, so y'all might want to stay tuned. And tomorrow night's broadcast, got a very special surprise for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. Not yet, but tomorrow night you're going to hear, I think, some good news concerning a gentleman used to be on this program a lot in the past. But anyway, I want to share with you a surprise. I think it's going to tickle a lot of you. You've been asking questions about this issue, so we're going to share tomorrow night something very good with you tomorrow night. In the meantime, before we go to our guest, Sheriff Richard Mack, don't forget that we are offering still the 2-for-1 special on the REM sleep and the Tranquil, 2 bottles for $38.95. I save about $20, folks. That's a savings. If you want to use the product, REM Sleep is a phenomenal product. I use it every night. It's all natural. It doesn't make you have crazy dreams. You sleep well. Actually, it's the best product I've ever found to help you relax. And during the day, if you get kind of tight, a Tranquil will help your body to relax, even when you're working. It does with natural supplements. As God meant for it to work, relax you and help you not to be so stressed at times. Now, just getting through what I went through physical with the sickness I had for a couple of weeks, that product was really good because it helped me relax during the day when I needed to. So they're both available. Generally, they're $28.95 each. Now they're $38.95 for two of them. Just got to call and ask for them at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll save us some money if you dial 304-846-4448. And you can call and ask for the REM Sleep and the Tranquil, one of each or two of one, whatever. And we're still asking the DVD or CD, but I do recommend DVD. The teaching I did 2 hours long from the mask to the mark. Now, folks, I cannot emphasize to you how important this teaching is. We take it step by step and show you how we got to where we are. It said many times in the past, we did not lose our rights, we sold our rights. For a handout from Big Daddy government. That's just the way it is. You cannot be awarded the state to be a free man. It's impossible. That's only part of it. 2 hours worth of teaching. $10.95, your choice. CD or DVD. But I do recommend DVD because they do show pictures and that's important. And a 90-page printout on the history of the Rothschild family. Folks, it's hard to believe that one family can have so much power in the world. Now, they're not by themselves. But they're one of the leading powers, if you will, or I'm saying word power. It's not really an authority. It's a power they've gained to themselves because of the wealth they've accumulated and controlled the world for so long and the banks around the world for decades. You might want to get a copy of it. It's 90 pages. It's $20. It's a big thing to ship out of here. But if you want a copy of it, I think it's well worth your money. I truly do. And at the bottom of the hour, after the break, I'm going to give you some new phone numbers to listen to this broadcast on. And there's three of them. And all three of them are working at our Bible studies. You can listen to us on the phone at Bible studies also. At the bottom of the hour, get a pen and paper handy. Give you three phone numbers. And if you're listening, by the way, tonight on shortwave or a radio station somewhere it's not doing so well, you can go to satellite, by the way. You can listen to gsradio.net. That stands for Global Star, gsradio.net. And sign up on Star 5. Or you can go to Truth Be Told Radio Network. TBTRN, Truth Be Told Radio Network. Listen there also. And they also carry our Bible studies when it's live. Truth Be Told Radio Network. Check it out. Now, our guest tonight is Sheriff Richard Mack. This man and I go back a few years now, don't we, Richard?
I'd say more than a few, Pastor Bush.
Well, you know, we've been together on a few occasions here and there and yonder, and there's been a lot of miles put on the down the road since we first met and started talking, and you've been consistent, and I try to be consistent in what we told people, and we are in a world of hurt. We're actually now to the point that we need to even work harder to educate the few people that we know that have authority to stop these things, and talk about the sheriffs and the counties, and show them what they can do, because this tyranny is growing by leaps and bounds. It truly is. And we're seeing things being brought up now that were unthinkable. Gun laws that are just going to be absolutely impossible to obey to keep firearms. We're seeing this happen, and we're seeing states also saying, "Well, we're not going passing their own laws, so we're not going to obey any federal gun laws." Our state did that a year or two ago, and I'm thinking of West Virginia. We are open carry, concealed carry, no permit needed in this little old state. Right. But our legislature said we're not going to obey more federal gun laws. So praise God for that. But we need to educate some people that can make a difference. If we can't stop it, we at least got to try to fight it. And folks, that's what we're here for. If you believe there's a God in heaven, and he's a sovereign God who rules in the affairs of men, and his word is forever settled in heaven, then your duty as a believer is to stand for truth. I don't care what it costs. It costs many people their lives. It costs their Savior his life. So don't give me this crybaby stuff. You stand for what's right. But Sheriff Richard Mack, tell them about what you're into now, about your next meeting coming up in Texas, and what all is going on.
Well, thank you, Butch, Pastor Butch. I really am excited about some of the successes that we've had and what a lot of sheriffs across this country have had the courage to stand and do. But I will say the bottom line of that is that we've got to raise the bar. We've got to do a lot more. We've got to double down. The sheriffs have got to be doing a lot more. And as you alluded to, the states have got to do more too. We can't just leave this on the sheriffs. But the sheriffs are the last line. They're the boots on the ground to either enforce or not enforce new laws of tyranny that it looks like are obviously coming down the pike. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are both haters of the Second Amendment. They do not want the people to keep and bear arms. And the gun confiscation is coming. And also Sheila Jackson Lee has promised, and she's already proposing legislation, to register all firearms and ammunition. And so, now that the Democrats have complete control of Washington, D.C., they have a monopoly on Washington, D.C., if the Supreme Court tries to get in their way, they're going to stack the deck there, too. And so it's really a rough time. And it looks like even the Republicans, though, on the Supreme Court have acquiesced already since Trump appointed them. And so
I don't want to sound like a smell like Richard, but I could have told you it was going to happen because I've checked the backgrounds of the ones he put in, and they're not known as solid. And I hate to use the word conservative and liberal, but conservative. They're not solid on the Constitution. That's just the way it is.
I was aware of that too, and I actually heard some of your stuff on that, and I saw it from other people as well. And it's not a very solid court constitutionally, and certainly Roberts has not been solid on the Constitution since day one. And so it's a scary situation. Like I say, they got a monopoly on our government. And so how and where do we push back? It's county by county, one sheriff at a time. But we, the people, have got to be involved in the process, or it has no chance. Because the sheriff cannot do it alone. And his boss, we, the people, have got to be standing beside him, behind him, and helping him with this process. But I've also got sheriffs that I've been working with, and we're going to discuss this at our Texas convention conference of the CSPOA. And we've got two judges from Texas that are going to be speaking, and we've got several sheriffs from Texas and other places that are going to be speaking. And the whole emphasis of this conference is we've got to do more. And so, you know, people are invited to attend. Anybody can attend on Friday. On Saturday, we're trying to do a work session where we set the bar higher and we establish some plans of action that we're going to take nationwide. One of them that a few sheriffs are already doing is that if they're threatened to be shut down, the sheriff issues an order with his letterhead on it to the business owner, telling them that he is requiring them by order of his sheriff's office to stay open, that they are a part of the posse, that they are essential to the community, and that if anybody comes to try to shut down, you refer them to the sheriff.
All right.
So this way, the people don't have to be trying to be the ones pushing back. It should be the sheriff pushing back. And then the people don't have to worry about it. Say, look, I got this order to stay open by the sheriff. If you want to take it up with him, please go do it, because I'm staying open by order of the Graham County Sheriff. Okay?
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Excellent.
So that's going to be one of the things we're going to do. Obviously, we're going to try to get rid of this ridiculous mask mandate and mask hysteria. And, you know, Butch, it just comes down, Pastor Butch, it really comes down to what my judge said in the district court. He said that statistical analysis does not equate to constitutionality. You see, and the propaganda scheme and the fear-mongering have all been about that. It works. We got to lower the curve, and we got to, and we're going to help each other. We're all in this together, and you're wearing masks to take care of your neighbors. You know, none of us have a legal and lawful and constitutional obligation to take care of our neighbors. What is the real thing here is our government has an obligation, a moral and lawful and constitutional obligation, to protect our liberty so that we can take care of our families as we choose. But if we're not free to do so, then obviously we're not. And one of the
what breaks my heart is law enforcement. I don't see many of them, but ones I see when they're out in public, talk to somebody in a traffic stop, they're wearing masks.
Oh, I know.
State troopers, sheriffs, make sure they're deputy sheriffs are all wearing masks.
And reporters wearing masks when they're already well over 6 feet away from anybody else. And yeah, it's the brainwashing has gone crazy. The hysteria has gone crazy, and we've really got to push this back. And you know, and you and I talked beforehand, and I'm not a really big fan of Donald Trump in some ways. But as far as a politician, or comparatively speaking, that he's not a politician, and that comparatively speaking, I think he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. Now, I know there's problems with Donald Trump. Nobody needs to spell those out to me. I know. However, the more he gets attacked by the national media and by the Democrats, I believe in him all the more. These people will do anything to get rid of him, and I'm surprised he's lived this long, to be honest with you. And
well,
so
I
the more
told
he's
today,
attacked,
I'll interrupt you,
the more I like him.
I was told today by another talk show that they actually shot at him. and missed him. Seriously, I don't know if
that's
true or not. Yeah, I was told that. I don't have any proof of that. But I
would be surprised if they hadn't tried. These people are wicked. These people are evil. And it just really, it really endears me all the more to Trump. No person in the history of our country has been under such relentless attacks and lies and deceit and subterfuge. And so I just keep saying, I tell it to my relatives and my wife, he must be really a decent guy. He must have done something really good, or these people wouldn't be going after him. And I think a lot of it was that he tried to keep his word, and he made things better for most people in this country. So the Democrats and the media, of course, had to lie about him and go after him so that he wouldn't make them look bad.
Well,
and
know,
usually
I,
they
and,
don't
and,
need
and
Trump's
I,
help.
I know what you're saying, and I feel that way, then I think, well, maybe it's all for show to keep the American people entertained while they steal the election or while they do other things. They let it I don't know. See, that's a problem, Richard. I have seen, and you have too, so many things corrupted with our what we call a political system. I don't trust either for good morning. I mean,
no, I don't either. And I'll tell you what I have said about that, Pastor. I have said over and over, we don't have a pandemic of coronavirus or COVID-19, and I don't even know why we have two different names, but we don't have a pandemic of that. We have a pandemic of absolute, utter corruption in this country.
Amen.
And if there was
on
ever
all
a
levels.
Need...
On all levels.
Oh, yes, yes. And if there was ever a need for the people to stand with their sheriffs and restore liberty in each county and in your community, it is now. And
if the sheriff will stand with you, it could be like Connecticut. They don't have sheriffs anymore.
No, they don't. That was over 20 years ago. They got rid of sheriffs in Connecticut.
Yes.
And the wimp, misdirected, stupid sheriffs, the 8 sheriffs of Connecticut, all left willingly because they were offered some state marshal's job that paid them a lot more money. How dare they do that to the people? How dare they do that to the Republican form of government? What they destroyed was the republic in Connecticut. You see, the people are supposed to be choosing their law enforcement representatives, not the government, not the state, not other bureaucrats, and that's exactly what's happening in Connecticut. It's really a sad, sad day that we allowed that to happen, or that Connecticut people did.
It truly is. And we got a call coming in. We'll take it in a minute. But before we go to the call, tell them about the meeting coming up you're going to have in Texas.
Okay, it's in the Woodlands. It's right outside. The name of the town is the Woodlands, and it's at the Woodlands Resort. And it's 26th, all day long of February. Get your sheriff there, wherever you are. Try to get your sheriff there. We still got 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and there's plenty of time to get there. And just go to CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. Go to CSPOA.org, register. You can go, but we'd rather have sheriffs and chiefs of police and local officials to get there so they can get trained in knowing how to defend liberty in our Constitution.
Okay, and what town is that near, by the way, a bigger town?
Not too far from Conroe. And it's only about 25 miles from Houston.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that gives you people an idea.
Most of our people that are coming across the country are flying into Houston.
And if somebody wants to contact you about how to get there, more information, how can they do that?
Yeah, go to our website. You can call our phone number there. It's 602-268-9268. Email us off of there. Email me at my personal email, sheriffmack@hotmail.com, or however you want to contact us. We're ready to help you get there.
All right, folks, you heard that. If you have a sheriff to go, I'm doing my best to get a hold of ours, talk to ours. We have a fairly good sheriff here in the county, in Nicholas County. He truly seems like a man that's willing to stand. I don't know if he's poking you or not, but his name is Bill Nunley, and he's been staunch. And what I've talked to him about, he's been pretty supportive. So I'm doing my best to get a hold of him.
Yeah, we'd like to get him there. Let's get him there. Maybe
I'll do my best.
Give me his number, and I'll call him, too.
All right. During the break, we'll give you the number. It'll be no problem. I'll do that. do that. But anyway, so let's take a phone call from Georgia and talk to Jim. Jim, come on in. I see you're still alive.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. You got your mask on tonight, Pastor?
I do. I'm a good citizen. I'm a good sheeple.
That wasn't the answer I
mean,
was expecting.
My wife sleeps on the floor beside the bed because I don't write close to me.
I couldn't resist.
I know you couldn't. Go ahead.
Sheriff Mack, how you doing?
Doing well, my friend. How are you?
I'm better than people in North Korea. of course, that may not be true for very long. Pastor Butch and Sheriff Mack, have y'all ever heard of the term Irish democracy?
Irish democracy.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I stumbled across an article tonight on the internet, a very prominent site that I visit all the time, and it talks about Irish democracy. Now, basically, what that is we will never be able to overcome these people in a stand-up fight. We will never be able to overcome them with confrontation, but you can just do passive resistance things like reduce your taxable footprint as much as possible, do home improvement projects by yourself, buy the supplies from the Ma and Pa hardware store and pay cash, cancel Netflix, Amazon Prime, don't buy from Amazon, boycott anything that pushes the BLM or critical race theory agenda. The gun control, if it comes about, ignore it, okay? Go to small family-owned restaurants instead of chains and paying cash, including the tip. Simple things that you can do nothing is really illegal except the gun control. Ignoring that might be, but it's basically just passive resistance and without any confrontation. And then eventually they will react to it, and we want them to make the first action. I was just seeing if y'all were familiar with that term.
I'm all in favor of the passive resistance, civil disobedience, all of that. And
well,
think how effective that will be
implying.
If your sheriff's standing there doing it with you.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
That would be. Plus, I mainly wanted to get this message out over the airwaves, and I've succeeded.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Yes,
thanks for the call. And be sure to wear your mask now. Where are you mask in bed tonight? I don't get that.
Now, Butch,
yeah,
I got to tell you something about all this.
DISU gas mask.
Okay, buddy. Talk
that
to you soon.
That reminds me, Pastor Butch. I wanted to tell you when I'm going to take the vaccine.
Okay.
I want to tell all your audience and you when I'm going to take the vaccine.
All righty.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
After you do.
Ha ha! Okay, well, you might have a long wait, but I don't know. But I do know what most of my listeners are telling us, taking stick it. I know that. And I don't mean any us. You know, these are things, Richard, that we have to educate people about. And I have you on the line because I know that your organization actually will support law enforcement. If they get in trouble for upholding the Constitution, you will see that they're representing the USB there in court with them.
We will be all over helping them, standing with them, getting them lawyers, whatever we need to do, we will be there for them.
And that's important because you're not just telling them to do it. You're ready to stand with them side by side if you have to in the trenches in the courtroom. And that's
correct.
Very important,
that is
Richard,
correct.
Because most sheriffs are not wealthy people, are they?
No, they're not. And so that's a sad thing. Now, there's some places like Arizona that sheriffs make pretty good money out here in Arizona. They make over $105,000, even if you're a small town sheriff. They're making over that. I think it just got raised again, too. So,
my God, that's amazing. Around here, 47,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the state sets the salaries for the sheriffs. And the whole time I was there, I made $52,000. We never got a raise. I never got a raise. And then right after I left, that's when they really started getting the big raises for the sheriffs statewide.
I guess he's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, exactly. Phoenix and Tucson get a little bit higher. I think they're like 135, 140, and then the rest of the sheriffs are about 108, 110,000 a year, which Man, I would have loved to have had that kind of money.
That's
but the
big
thing
bucks.
Of it was, I never did it for money. It was decent pay. But the thing of it is, the job security is really bad. And like, as you know, I lost my third election. But we knew that there was something bigger and better that we were supposed to go. And you know, heck, I became America's sheriff, and I've been training and traveling all over the country. Butch, I don't know who's supposed to give me the plaque, but I've been to all 50 states. And I've done constitutional seminars in 47 of the 50 states.
Well, good for
so,
you.
Yeah.
Have you been to West Virginia yet?
I don't believe I've ever done a seminar in West Virginia or Rhode Island. And I think the other one is Vermont.
Well,
I think
Vermont,
I've got every
Vermont
other state.
Ought to be on your side, but West Virginia, I think, would make a good place if they get the sheriff's here awakened to the idea, because most of the sheriffs in this state are fairly much on our side. They're very, very much on our side, the ones I've spoken with. Matter of fact, Richard, I always carry a gun on my hip. I carry it everywhere I go. I carry it at the church.
Yeah.
I carry it at Walmart, and nobody says a word to me. And what law enforcement I've run into, state police or county, have thanked me for arming myself. They said that makes our job easier.
Well, that's great.
That's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, that law enforcement would say that. I've never had one law enforcement officer, someone don't say anything to me at all, but the ones that comment on me carrying a gun said, we thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing. That's a good attitude.
Yeah, it is. I actually prefer to carry it concealed, but, you know, It's your choice, and it's your deal. How you keep and bear arms is up to you.
Well, you know, the reason I do that, I want people to see that I can do it, and I am doing it. That's like a rattlesnake rattling. You know, I'm not wanting to threaten anybody, but I want them to see that I can defend myself.
Well, just from a tactical standpoint, if I ever ran into an armed robbery at a bank or grocery store or Circle K, I've got the benefit of surprise on my side if he see me
you
with
do.
It.
But you know,
other than
but,
that, yeah, it's fine.
Well, you know, if you carry it open, you might change your mind, too. You never know. But anyway.
Yeah.
but we're down about the last minute or so, Sheriff. What do you want to tell the folks?
Well, I want to tell everybody that these are hard times. Thomas Paine said that these are times that try men's souls. And certainly that's an understatement as to what's happening in our country right now. You never thought, and I never thought, that it would be this fast, this bad, and this horrible, the destruction of America. And watching my country be destroyed has really broke my heart. But we can take it back. And we've got to focus on peaceful and effective solutions. That's our Christian and American responsibility and duty.
It's our
Let's
duty.
Get
right.
together on that solution.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack. I tell you what, I don't want to say, I mean, you covered it all. As always, and I wish you the best, and I mean that. And you stay
Thank
in touch
you.
With me. Hang on through the break, and I'll give you our sheriff's phone number. And folks, we're back after the break. You and I are going to talk about just me and you, so don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about myself, because tomorrow night I got a very special guest coming on. I don't want to get into detail who it is or why it's a lady, why she will be here, but I think you'll be so excited when you find out why. I know I am. I truly am. But I want to talk to you just a little bit, and this is meant to encourage you and to strengthen you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care if you're pretty or ugly, you're fat or skinny. It makes no difference, rich or poor. If you are a born again, and I don't mean someone that says, I believe. Satan believes in Jesus Christ more than he has to, probably, because he's walked with him and talked to him. I'm not saying this that you believe in Christ. I'm saying that those have been redeemed, born again, and converted. That means changed into Christ. And translated to the kingdom of light as it was promised in Colossians. And become citizens of heaven as it was promised in Philippians. I'm talking to those people. It's not important what your IQ is. It's important how much you're willing to yield your vessel to an almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful, living God. The creator of all things is inviting you. If you're not born again already, I want to tell you this. And I know tonight all of the world, all you I'm talking to are not Christians. And a lot of you probably in the world are hurt. I don't know what, drugs, booze. I have no idea what's got you in your mess. But you're in a mess. I know that. I know that because I get phone calls from you sometimes. But I'm telling you this because I want to share this with you very quickly. This Almighty God, the Sovereign God of all creation, what we can see and what we can't see, He's the Sovereign Creator of all this. He's inviting you to become a joint heir with His Son, Jesus Christ. Be brought into His kingdom and to live forever with Him in paradise. He's inviting you at no charge to you. He's asking nothing in return, except that you repent before Him of what you've done in the name of Christ and ask for forgiveness and let yourself be His child and His servant. I have seen this works for me miracles in people's lives that I can't even begin to express what I've seen. And the change has come in people that I knew were drunkards. It seems like those who were the worst sinners, I guess, if you want to say that, are the ones who appreciate more of what they got. And that's scriptural, by the way. And they work harder to glorify their Father because they know what He has done for them. But I want to share with you a verse in Jeremiah chapter 1. Now, I got phone calls coming in. I'll get to you, folks. I promise. I won't forget you. In Jeremiah chapter 1, he's talking to Jeremiah, of course. But folks, we're not all prophets. No. I'm not saying that. But we're all servants. And our duty is to go out into the world and speak of the gospel of Christ and speak as the salt of the world, trying to preserve society. And he said this to Jeremiah, verse 17, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak to them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them." In other words, he said, don't be afraid, don't lose your faith, or you'll be confused before them. You know the truth if you live in Christ, you know his word, you know what the truth is. He said, you go out and you speak to these people what I tell you to tell them, and don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, don't think, well, he's a senator and she's a that. It makes no difference. All mankind will stand before God in judgment. I'm telling the truth, folks. This is the Bible. Even the Christians will stand before Christ one day in judgment. But I had a gentleman, somebody sent this to me on email, and I printed it off because I thought it was really good. This makes such a strong point today. How many of you folks know family members, and I hope it's not you, if it is, I'd like to see you fix this, spend almost their whole, if they're sitting down, and sometimes even they're walking, spend their time looking down a cell phone? How many people do you know they'll spend hours scrolling through their phone? Hours upon hours of wasting time, messing up their psychic and their eyesight on their phones. Well, this just says this simply, what if we began to treat our Bibles the way we treat our cell phones? What if we carried it with us everywhere? What if we turned back to go get it if we forgot it? What if we checked it for messages throughout the day? What if we used it in case of an emergency? What if we spend an hour or more using it each day? Folks, I do believe we've all failed on that one. And when I see people spending hours and hours and hours scrolling through a dumb computer, and that's what it is, that's addictive, and that's been admitted by the people who created it. It's addictive. When I see them doing that for hours, I realize that their life is passing by, and it's making very little difference to anybody else in their lives what they're doing. But I do also understand that we're living in perverse and wicked times. And I know that Satan's ways of getting into people's hearts and minds are very subtle. He doesn't just come crashing in the door and say, here he is with a pitchfork in his hand and horns on his head. He's very subtle by coming in and showing you how to waste your time in a pleasurable way. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't use a cell phone. I have to use mine sometimes, mostly to use it for the ministry. That's what I use most of mine for all the time. Taking care of business of the ministry. I don't like cell phones. Which never been invented. Which computers never been invented. But they're here. They pollute the airways. They're making us sick with all the radiation that leaks out of them all the time, folks. Your cell phone leaks radiation 24/7 when it's near you. 24/7. And 5G is going to make it much worse, and it's almost nationwide now. But we're seeing this, and I've seen this. And Satan is so subtle to find another way for people to waste their time. TV was a big one for a long time. It's kind of fell to the wayside now. But there's always been something to take people's minds off Christ and on things that are worldly. That's why the church, the born-again believers, a lot of them are so anemic and so weak. And I'm not saying I'm all that strong. I'm not. But now, like never before, is a time for us to become bolder than ever, more outspoken than ever, and not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, not ashamed of the laws written in the scriptures, not ashamed to tell them the criminals will be punished for what they're doing, not smacked on the hand and turned loose. And I'll tell you right now, and I say this, I told before, there were no prisons in ancient Israel. There were no prisons in ancient Israel. They didn't need them. If you were caught stealing, you paid it back 3 to 7-fold. If you ran away, you were put to death. If you couldn't pay it back, you were sold into slavery. Yep, that's right. And every dime you made went to the person you stole from, except, of course, what you had to live on, perhaps. But anything you made above that went to repay those you stole from. But today, our ideas are better. We put them in prison. We put them in prison so we get a pay to keep them and make the prisons wealthy. Private corporations run these things are wealthy. Oh, folks, we corrupted the world of God, the Word of God, because we don't know the Word of God. We spend our time involved in the things we shouldn't be involved in. And many of us, and I'm not saying I haven't been guilty in the past, are afraid sometimes to speak our mind because we might offend our family or hurt our feeling. And folks, we don't tell the gospel and stand for the truth to hurt somebody's feelings. We do it that their soul may be saved. As I mentioned last night on the program, I think it was last night when I had Brother David on, and 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 talks about fear. That God didn't give us a spirit of fear. That word fear there means cowardliness. God did not give us a spirit of cowardliness. But if we feed up on the world, spend our time in world's devices, and I can't say I'm not guilty sometimes, spend our time wasting it, when we could be doing something constructive for the glory of God or for somebody else. I'm not saying we don't need R&R. Believe me, folks. This past season, I went deer hunting. I killed 3 deer this year. I go to the woods because it's R&R to me. I can commune with my Father in my heart and appreciate His nature, the things He's given me. I spend time in R&R, but my mind's always directed towards Christ. And no matter what I'm doing, I don't want to forget that I'm a child of God, and that I represent Him on earth as an ambassador from His kingdom. I don't want to ever forget the fact that I am His property, that I am His servant. I've been bought and paid for with a terrible price, a high price, the price of God's only begotten Son, who come to earth just to die for somebody like me. And now those out there tonight who are hearing this, that understand that there's something wrong in your life. You're miserable. You're lonely. You're angry. You're full of bitterness, full of hate. The answer is the same answer that I found 40-some years ago. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me introduce you to Him. He's the Son of the living God, that come to earth to die in your stead because of your sins. He was crucified on Calvary so that you don't have to pay for your sins in death. They can set you free from the chains of slavery and the sin to Satan. The world becomes so wicked now, folks, that 95... I'm just saying this because I want you to see where we are. 95% of all baby food are full of toxic metals. I'm serious. They looked at 168 different baby foods that span 61 brands, and they found arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury in all of them, or some of one in each of them. But 26 of them had all four of these heavy metals in the food. 26% had all four of these in their food. And don't tell me that they don't know what they're doing. The manufacturers know what they're doing. We now are losing our senses to the point that a funeral home opened up that now, this is in Seattle, by the way, good place to Seattle open up. I mean, liberal out beyond belief, non-Christian beyond belief. A funeral home that will turn the bodies into compost so you can put them in your garden. That is true. Check it out for yourself. Go to PastorBush.com. Check out Perverted News. That's where it's at. A funeral home in Seattle is now decomposting bodies so that people can put them on the gardens or lawn or whatever. This is what's happened to our country. We don't respect life in the young. We murder them. I've murdered about 100,000 so far in this country. We don't respect the elderly any longer. We lock them in a prison called a nursing home. No one can visit them, so they die alone with no family around them. And now we don't expect the dead bodies. And you say, well, is that bad? Yes, folks. Cremation is a sin. Cremation is a sin. Cremation is a sin. Why do you think Joseph requested to be dug up when he's buried in Israel and taken back home, his body? Why do you think God himself buried Moses? He didn't burn him, he buried him. And now we're going to just let the bodies rot and spread them on a flower garden or a food garden so we can eat the body? That's America today. So you see, we need Christ now more than ever. We need to be closer to him every day because the battle is not going to get any easier. It's not going to become more pleasant time goes along, especially for people that will tell the truth, as I'm trying to tell you right now. We need to be stronger and bolder than ever in the history of this nation or this world. February, this month, the Jews of the world, are asking all that would join them in a prayer at a certain time, I think it's 26th this month, at a certain time that day, to pray for the Messiah to come. Now, what does that mean to you? If you're a born-again believer, you know the Messiah has already been here and paid the sacrifice needed for our sins. He's coming back. He's already been here. The Jews are looking for their Redeemer, the one they thought Christ would be. That will be the Antichrist. This is a worldwide prayer of people all over the world, Jewish people all over the world, and others too that I'm sure are not Jewish, are being deceived into praying for the Messiah to come. What an open door for the Antichrist to step in. What an open door, open invitation, if you will, for Satan to come in and pose as Christ. And it's Bible that's going to happen. If you're not rooted in the name of God and in His Word, if you're not rooted and strengthened by His Word and know what the Bible says, and you won't get that on your cell phone, scanning the cell phone. I know you're not reading Scripture on your cell phone. I'm sure that doesn't happen very often. But unless you're rooted in Christ, you too can be deceived. Oh, yes, it's going to happen. It really is. The great falling away is already here. People are being deceived already by the millions in the following a false Christ or a false teacher. I'm just urging you tonight as your brother in Christ, as a friend, maybe some of y'all, but it honors me that you call me your pastor. I'm urging you to get closer to Christ. As time gets tougher, build a relationship with your family even stronger. Those who allow you to live your Christian faith in front of them, bond with these people. A lot of your family may scoff at you and laugh at you. They may think you're totally insane. They may not want to fellowship with you any longer, but that's a price we pay, folks. And in Matthew 10, we're told that if we love our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, or sons and daughters more than we love Him, we're not worthy of Him. Some of your family, and Christ said, those your enemies. Your enemies will be those of your own household. So don't be dismayed at these things, as he told Jeremiah. Don't be dismayed at your faces. Tell them the truth. Do it as gently and as lovingly as you possibly can, but don't compromise. Tell them the truth because you love them. And if they hate you because of it, remember they hate your Savior first. This is totally scriptural, totally truth-based, is what I've said tonight. And you have, folks, if you allow yourself. If you need help, and you know what being born again even means. You call me. You call tomorrow. You can call me at 800-777-4403. In case you can't call long distance, call the number and tell Lisa to find me, and I will call you back. I want to tell you about the difference in my life since I've dedicated myself to Christ. The peace that I have in my own heart. Yes, I cover all the bad stuff, folks. You know I do. That's part of my job as a pastor. But I refuse to walk in fear. Because walking in fear is satanic worship. I'll not be a coward. Because a coward is the first one cast into hell, Revelation 21. You make the call. I can't do it for you. You got to do it. your decision. Let's go to the phone line, like I promised. Let's go now to Tom, well, another guy from Georgia. Tom in Georgia, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. I haven't talked to you since your incident, but your voice is getting stronger and stronger, and praise God.
Well, thank you so much. I've felt better a day and a half since I've been home. I can feel the strength coming back by the grace of God. I don't guess he's through with me yet, so I'll be around a little while longer to harass you.
Stay as long as you can.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Pastor, I was going to email you an article regarding the, you mentioned the Trump assassination attempt in the previous 30 minutes with Sheriff Mack, and I was going to email you an article, and I get a message on my my Windstream account that says, message not sent, rejected, addresses, Pastor Butch at PastorButch.com. So it won't
No, that doesn't work. That's not good. I have two of them, but that doesn't work. Take that off.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that.
Okay.
You can send it to Pastor Butch at start, like you start a car, PastorButch at startmail.com. I'll get it there. Or you can send it to CTDM at hotmail.com. That CTDM stands for Call to Decision Ministries. CTDM at hotmail.com or PastorButch at startmail.com.
At startmail.com. PastorButch at startmail.com. I'll get it to you when we hang up.
Okay.
If I don't get it to you, you can find an article at realrawnews.com. And the incident happened on the 26th, and they believe that what happened was there was a helicopter flying over the water, and they shot at a downward angle at his bedroom at his head. And they had 50 cal resistant windows that they had replaced in his bedroom, and they shot a lesser caliber at it, and it just, you know, it popped against the window. But my question would be, what in the heck was he doing sleeping with the drapes open?
Well, that's very true. I assume he's in Mar-a-Lago, right? He's in Florida right now. I assume that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I heard that, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. You go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. You go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you familiar with Catherine Austin Fitz?
Yes, I am. I've been trying to get in contact with her. I can't find her.
Did you see her recent video about planetary lockdown, planet lockdown?
I have seen that. I had that sent to me, and I lost it. I like to find it again. I'll look it up. But I'm sure it's phenomenal.
Pastor, go to band.video and type in planet lockdown, and it's a 49-minute video. Watch it. She explains everything that's going on in terms of the economy, the lockdown, the virus. It all bleeds together, and it's really worth your time. And I was going to suggest, if you can get in touch with her, she'd be a great interview.
I'd love to get a hold of her. I've been trying, but nobody can seem to find her contact. Somebody's got it, but I don't know how to find it. So it's bandvideo.com or something like that. Is that the website?
Band.video.
Okay, gotcha. All right,
it's an offshoot of InfoWars.
Okay, I will try to find that. Yeah, if you ever run in somehow and contact her, let me know.
If you still have any connections with InfoWars, they can get you in touch with her.
Okay, I haven't been able to get a hold of Alex for years. He's talked to him quite often, but he's got above my league. He doesn't talk to people like me anymore. But anyway, no, I've been able to get home for a long time.
I don't want to take up any more of your time, but it's really good to hear you, and I'm going to get that article to you right now if I can.
All right, thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Okay, Pastor. Okay. You too.
Okay, now, folks, get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you three phone numbers that you can listen to this radio broadcast on. This will be going through Truth Be Told Radio Network, TBTRN, Truth Be Told Radio Network. You have these three phone numbers available. You can listen to our radio programs on them, or you can watch our live Bible study on them. Okay, here are the three numbers. Get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give them to you a couple times and go as slow as possible. Here are the three phone numbers you can listen to the radio broadcast on or the live Bible study. 667-930-9365. I'm going to repeat that one now. 667-930-9365. Now here's number two. 719-718-2866. That's 719-718-2866. And here's the last one. 717-567-4977. One more time. 717-567-4977. You can listen to the radio broadcast on there, or you can listen to their live Bible study. All three of those numbers work as of right now, thanks to Kevin Gallagher on Truth Told Radio Network. He's been such a good friend of mine. You know, he filled in for me while I was gone, and I really appreciate it. On short notice, he jumped right on board and helped me all he could. But Kevin Gallagher, if you listen tonight, thank you so much for doing that. I truly mean that. We're down to about the last 3 minutes. If you want to make a quick call, you still have time. But folks, I want to share with you tonight the hope that we have. I mean, don't understand this COVID nonsense is not going to go away. Matter of fact, you're saying now it's mutated, so the so-called vaccines, they're not vaccines, but they said called vaccines, are not going to work. So they're going to find another one, just like they tried to do for the flu. But you can say one thing about COVID. It cured the flu, didn't it? I listened to a representative, Republican representative, I don't remember where from, I think Wyoming, died, they said, of COVID. Maybe he'd been fighting cancer for years, but he died of COVID. Isn't that amazing? And the people in America will fall for that because they said so on ABC News or Fox News. They fall for it because they don't want to know the truth. They fall for it because they'd rather live in fear than live in boldness in Christ. My friends, I have messed up so much since I've been born again. I've messed up. I've done things so stupid. Intentional sins from time to time. I've had to repent of them. But by His grace, He's drawn me closer to Him because He's forgiven me and picked me up and helped me dust myself off and get back on the path. He wants to do the same thing for you, but you have to walk with Him and let Him hold your hand. You can't hold His hand. You're not strong enough. Let Him hold your hand. Don't try to pull away from Him. For the times coming in this nation that you're going to want the strength and need the strength to walk for what you're going to face. You're only going to find it through Christ. You're not going to find it in a bottle or in a weed or in heroin or up boozing crowds around. You're not going to find it there. That strength will fail you every time. That satanic influence will destroy you every time. You put your faith centered on Christ and walk on the water as Peter did. Don't take your eyes off and you won't sink. My grace, God, will see you tomorrow night with a surprise. So see you there. You have a wonderful evening. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.